It's battling to contain spreading COVID at the epicenter of the Northern Territory's bush outbreak, but the town of Tennant Creek is also struggling to address one of the NT's worst youth crime rates. Regular break-ins to houses and businesses are angering the community and making Indigenous leaders worry their teenagers are becoming a lost generation. So a group of the town's community leaders are trying to help tackle the problems with their own volunteer initiative. Here's Jane Barden.
It's 9 o'clock on a dark, moonless night. Tennant Creek community leader Linda Turner and four other Indigenous grandmothers are setting up their camp chairs outside the town's 24-hour BP petrol station on the Stuart Highway. It's a nightly part vigil, part patrol they've been holding for almost a year.
The reason why we come out is there's lots of young kids that walk the streets at night in Tennant Creek up until 5 o'clock in the morning. But mainly we were concerned about this complex here. There was a lot of stealing going on. Customer people's cars, windscreen smashed, you know, rocks been thrown. We just stood there and shook our heads and thought, we've got to do something about this.
Tennant Creek has the highest rates of drinking and some of the highest rates of alcohol-fuelled violence in the Northern Territory, despite having its toughest liquor sales restrictions. 70% of the town's majority Aboriginal people are unemployed. The grandmothers worry more and more young people are disengaged from education, running amok and getting ensnared in the justice system, and that many try to deal with the hurt caused by seeing adults drinking, fighting, and not keeping enough money in the house for food by becoming addicted to substances themselves. And so during the night they approach roaming kids and send them home or contact other services, including the town's Aboriginal Night Patrol or the police.
When you engaged with some of the kids who are roaming around the streets at night, what have they said about why they've been out so late?
A lot of them, you know, nothing to do. And some legitimately, you know, they're drinking at home or I'm locked out. But they also come pull all over our eyes because we know who they are and what families they come from. So we know if they're telling us, you know, lies.
And do you worry sometimes also that they might not be hanging around here, but they'll just go to another part of town where they know that you aren't patrolling?
And yeah, we understand that that's happened at the beginning. They just shifted up the road and was running amok at the other end of town, but gradually it has settled down.
The grandmothers are particularly protecting the garage and the town's only supermarket on this site because they're both 50% owned by the local Aboriginal Jalalakari Council, and the supermarket was burned down by youths on its former site last year.
So we had an interest because it's Aboriginal money, you know, we're trying to do this and have businesses to secure the future for our young people.
And what have you noticed the results of being here?
Kids not hanging around the streets. The trucks, as you can hear and see, the trucks are coming back again because one stage trucks were told not to come to Tennant to fuel up, instead go to Three Ways.
The companies were saying don't stop in Tennant.
Yes, and that was a big concern, made us feel no good about that.
Another founding member of the group, Deb King, says they're trying to educate roaming kids.
They feel they can smash a window here every night, and that white people are going to pay for it.
And their parents.
When the kids are really, really bad or they're doing something really bad of a night, we will go and make contact with the families the next day.
What kind of reaction have you got?
Well, half the parents don't even know that they're out. And I'd say to the parent, where was your child at 2:30 or 10 to 3 or whatever? They'd say, oh, they're home in bed. Well, no, I've got 54 cameras around the BP that tells me that they were at the front or they were throwing stones or they were there.
Deb says at first many people were surprised by the granny's patrol or thought they were getting paid. But she says letting the community know they're trying to tackle the town's problems for free has made more people think about what they can do.
A lot of damage was done here for a very long time, and us as a group of volunteers, it's just us community people wanting the community to be safe, to live in.
That's Tennant Creek grandmother Deb Kane talking to Jane Barden.